At 7:06, we have some morning haze, 80 degrees in Tulsa. Looking for a high this afternoon of 101 with maybe some thunderstorms. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning with continuing coverage. You will have a chance next week to chime in on what Tulsa projects should be included in the Vision 2 sales tax extension. City Council Chairman G.T. Bynum knows what he would like to see.
I ran for the council initially because I thought we needed to put water in the Arkansas River, and I'm going to be pushing for something along those lines. But that's my opinion.
The vote comes up in November. The first public meeting is Monday evening at Webster High School, and we have a list of all of the meetings on our website. You'll find that at publicradiotulsa.org. Look for the web version of this story. A federal bankruptcy judge tells American Airlines no. The New York judge ruled yesterday that the bankrupt carrier cannot scrap its contract with its pilots union. American is Tulsa's largest employer with over 6,000 workers at its maintenance base located here. The filing process is underway for the Federal Deferred Action Immigration Program. It is for people under 31 who arrived in the U.S. illegally as children. The process requires a lot of paperwork and most likely the guidance of an attorney. There is also a $465 filing fee. But Tulsa Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Chairman Ed Martinez says for most, the expense will not be an issue.
They're savers generally, so they have the money. And for them, that's a bargain because to be able to get that and not have to worry about getting deported, not have to worry about getting stopped.
He says there's some, however, in the Latino community worried that this is just an attempt by the federal government to gain information. Trial will move forward for Andrew Dennehy. The 24-year-old stands accused of opening fire on the Tulsa Courthouse Plaza last spring. A jury heard 2 days of testimony and ruled he is mentally competent to stand trial. An Oklahoma lawmaker is calling for the eradication of wild cedar trees in the state. Richard Morissette says the trees are extremely flammable and help spread fire to more than 100,000 acres. He says the best way to stop the wildfires and the wildfire expense is the eradication of the trees.
Get active in our local communities in ridding the infestation of these overgrowth trees. They will continue and continue.
He plans to introduce a bill in the state house when the new session of the legislature starts in February. He also plans a public hearing in October. Gasoline prices in Tulsa go up again. Service stations raised the price of regular unleaded to $3.55 a gallon overnight. The drought is catching the blame because of the poor corn crop and its impact on the producers of ethanol. Booker T. Washington High School receives a new addition to its past renovations. A new press box is placed at the stadium. Head football coach Marvin Dantzler says it's just the latest renovation to the Hornets athletic program.
$11.5 million field house that we just opened in the spring. We've renovated the whole stadium. And after the season, we're probably going to renovate the field.
The high school will be adding more renovations in the future. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms, most numerous this afternoon and evening. The storms will have the potential to become severe. Otherwise, it is going to be hot and sticky today with a high of 101. Thunderstorms ending after midnight, low of 67. Rain chances tomorrow drop to 30% and a high of 87. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Right now in Tulsa at 710, it's hazy and 80. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.